in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. A South African doctor on the front lines treating coronavirus patients has found a very athletic way to cope with work stress and home isolation. Dr. Casey Dick has tested her endurance in recent years in the annual Two Oceans Marathon, a 56-kilometer event in Cape Town. But when the ultra marathon was canceled this year, the doctor decided to run her own 56-kilometer race in her parking lot. Franco Puglisi reports from Johannesburg, South Africa.
For South African doctors like Casey Dick, working on Africa's front line to fight the COVID-19 pandemic brings a lot of stress. Dr. Dick admits her apprehension and fear about what the work will be for the day. Here she has more to say.
Each day when I leave for work, I leave feeling a little bit apprehensive, a little worried and terrified, not knowing what the day will have to throw at me. It has been a very emotional time. We've had to make some very difficult decisions as doctors regarding our patients, especially because of our limited resources.
As a keen runner, Dr. Dick's normal coping tools were stopped with lockdown measures and Cape Town's cancellation of the annual Two Ocean Marathon. So the doctor decided to run her own marathon, but with a route not quite as scenic as the coast of South Africa's Indian and Atlantic Oceans.
I decided to run the Two Oceans in our parking lot. It was a little bit insane, but I needed a distraction. And second of all, it was also something that when everything felt so out of control and unpredictable, I needed that something that I could achieve and that I could just put my mind to.
South Africa's lockdown has been a tough challenge for outdoor buffs. Dr. Dick and her partner, Sean Brooks.
Most weekends we were always adventuring out or going exploring or hiking or surfing or running or something like that. And so when the lockdown came, it's like we had all this free time because our weekends were now forced to be inside.
The couple couldn't resist the call of spending some time camping in the newly bought camping tent. But lockdown, unfortunately, wouldn't allow it. So the couple decided to go camping in their own living area at home.
Now, of course, we couldn't go into the mountains where we'd rather be, but instead we decided to do it in our lounge. We set up our tent, we had a card game, and cooked our food on our little gas stove, and it was just magical. And then in the morning when the sun rose, we sat in our tent and watched the sunrise. And it was definitely something I will always remember from the lockdown.
The COVID-19 pandemic hasn't stopped this doctor's resolve to stay healthy and enjoy life. South Africa's lifting a ban on alcohol sales last week also had helped to lift their spirits. Franco Puglisi for VOA News, Johannesburg.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
During this pandemic, the World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say if you have a fever, a cough, or have trouble breathing, you should stay at home and contact a healthcare facility. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest health news.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Juba, where some South Sudanese are using running to help strengthen their lungs during the coronavirus pandemic. Manyang David Mayar reports from Juba.
With sweat pouring down his face, Joga Switch Peter says he started exercising right after the first outbreak of the coronavirus in Juba.
He are making exercises to make my body stronger and strengthen. I'm just the one and a half month. Other than to make my body stronger, then I avoid the disease of that corona.
Peter says he runs for an hour and a half every evening. Angok Antarakwen, a member of parliament representing Awil North County in the National Legislative Assembly, says he too likes to jog because it helps him stay fit and healthy.
We know that we have a deadly disease, the coronavirus, which is a pandemic that is affecting the entire world. And with it not having any treatment and no other measures that can eradicate the disease, it's best that we resort into physical fitness through exercise and also eating and staying healthy.
Akwen says he runs 10 kilometers 4 times a week. He says exercise has always been a part of his lifestyle, but with the coronavirus, he takes it even more seriously than before.
To me, it's a habit, it's a routine, something that I've grown up doing. I used to be an athlete myself. I was a boxer during my younger years, and I've never stopped exercising. It's been part of my life, and it's something that I always advocate and try to encourage other people into getting to. It's a good habit. And with the current corona situation, I'm sure through sports and exercise, one can also be boosting their immune system.
While government officials like Akwen and others take to the street for exercise, some prefer hiking on the mountains near Juba. Philip Anyangong is a member of the Juba Hiking and Biking Club. He says over the past few months, the club registered more members than ever before.
Recently, there were associated claims that keeping yourself, doing exercise, eating honey, eating lemon, taking lemon and things like that can help you with reducing risk of being affected with COVID-19. Maybe we haven't had proven records for that. But one thing that hiking does or exercise does is that it keeps your body healthy, it keeps your body fit.
The first South Sudan high-level task force on COVID-19 in May banned hiking, alleging that hikers were not adhering to World Health Organization social distancing guidelines. The task force advised people to hike on their own and avoid overcrowding. Dr. Ngu Godonkwal, former incident manager for COVID-19 at the Health Ministry, says physical exercise helps the body to combat diseases, including COVID-19.
COVID always take advantage of underlying conditions. For instance, if you have, say, blood pressure, say diabetes, say heart problem, all the other diseases. When you practice, it means that your body now is responding well and your body is healthy, plus, of course, the treatment you are taking. So if you fight off those diseases through exercise, then the chances of you putting off corona, if at all, are higher.
South Sudanese authorities eased lockdown restrictions in May, allowing public transport, bars, shops, and markets to reopen. However, sporting activities like football remain closed. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
My name is Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda, a world champion, a double Commonwealth Games champion, a world cross country champion, a three-time world record holder of the 5K, 10K, and 15K. My message to the athletes all over the world and other people is that keep a distance and follow the guidelines given to you by your governments and the health ministries, because the COVID-19 is really a serious disease.
Serious realities indeed, Joshua. That's Joshua Cheptegei, Uganda's world champion runner. Here in the United States, Major League Soccer is planning to resume its season with a MLS is Back tournament that kicks off July 8th in Orlando, Florida. In an interview with Dan Friedel, Washington Post soccer writer Stephen Goff gave details of the competition.
This was in the planning stages for several months. They realized early on during this pandemic that things were not going to come back to normal anytime soon. At the same time, you want to stay relevant as a business, as a sport. And then how can you go about this in a safe way? So they discussed how this was going to come together. And the big hurdle was working with the Players Association, the union that represents all the players in the league. And they had to strike some sort of deal with the players in order for this to come to fruition. It was a contentious negotiation dealing with not just Orlando, but other financial aspects of the league and the impact of the shutdown. Taking pay cuts, making adjustments to the collective bargaining agreement, and things like that. Those were hurdles that needed to be crossed before they could announce this Orlando tournament. And what's going to happen is teams are currently training in their home markets, and in a few weeks, they will head to Orlando. They will all stay in a giant Disney resort hotel. Essentially, they're entering a bubble. They'll be in a closed environment with little to no interaction with the public. You know, hotel workers, obviously, and support staff will be there. You know, that's a concern. But, you can't just go out and play golf anywhere you want. You know, you can't go to a movie theater on your day off to see a movie. You have to stay within this bubble. And it's a massive place. All 26 teams will be there. All the coaching staffs and support staffs will be there. So you're talking about around 1,200 people in this complex. Disney is used to hosting such events, whether it's conferences or activities, whatever it is. Disney's built for such things.
Right, even gigantic youth sports tournaments happen there all the time.
Yeah, so if you're going to do it anywhere, Disney's the place to do it. Not only are you in a contained environment, but you're dealing with a company, a hospitality company, that has the logistical expertise to pull it off. So 26 teams, they're all there. They'll practice at the Disney Wild World, ESPN Wild World Sports Complex, which is a huge sports facility with indoor and outdoor venues. Obviously, the soccer people will use the indoor ones. The NBA plans to be there later in the summer. They'll use the indoor arenas. The games will be played there at the Wild World of Sports Complex. It's a World Cup-style event. Each team will play three games in the first round. 16 teams will advance to the knockout stage, and they'll go from there. The entire tournament will last about 5 weeks. The first-round games will count towards the regular season. MLS has already played two matches apiece, so this will be three more for each team. So that gets you to five games
right. To
count towards the regular season. And then they're hopeful that later this summer or this fall, they will be able to resume the regular season in home markets, presumably without spectators.
Steve, we just heard locally here in Washington, D.C., as D.C. United is set to start practicing and with the full squad doing testing and temperature checks and all that sort of thing, that an unnamed player did test positive over the weekend. So has MLS announced any protocol, any threshold for maybe putting this tournament on pause if teams have, you know, X number of coronavirus positive tests at a time?
Yeah, it's certainly a concern. There are protocols in place for teams across the league as they train in their local markets. There are routine tests given to the players. If someone tests positive or shows symptoms, they are isolated, and people they've come in contact with are also tested. In the case of DC United, the player tested positive with what the team says is mild symptoms last week. No one else has shown symptoms. So practices have continued, and the player is in isolation for at least 2 weeks. you know, whether he returns to the team after those 2 weeks depends on health and fitness and all kinds of other aspects that go into someone who's come down with a serious illness. Once they get to Orlando, players are tested routinely. Anyone that tests positive is isolated. There is no threshold for number of positive tests in which things would be shut down. The league thinks they have the proper protocol in place that if there is a positive test, that they can isolate and continue with the tournament. Obviously, a heavy number of positive tests would raise the issue of closing the tournament, but, you know, that's the worst-case scenario.
That's Washington Post soccer writer Stephen Goff. And he spoke with Dan Friedel here in the Washington area.
Sporty greetings. I'm Adora Alanu, captain of the Nigerian women basketball national team, the Tigress. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please stay safe and avoid contracting COVID-19. Thanks.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, who's always ready to cross musical borders. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the German football club Bayern Munich, which clinched its eighth consecutive Bundesliga title Tuesday with a 1-0 win at Werder Bremen. And it seems only fitting that Polish star Robert Lewandowski's league-leading 31st goal of the season delivered another trophy for Bayern Munich. There were no fans in attendance because of coronavirus precautions, but Lewandowski and the other Bayern players celebrated on the pitch after their victory. They donned special red T-shirts with the number 8 in big white lettering across the front to signify their dominance of German football. Overall, Bayern Munich has now won a record 30 national titles. VOA's Gwen Uten will have more football news. But first, the reigning world champion in the 100-meter dash has been suspended for missing drug tests. The AP's Mike Hempen reports.
American Christian Coleman has been temporarily banned from competition after being suspended by the Athletics Integrity Unit. Coleman says on Twitter that drug testers were unable to find him in December when he was Christmas shopping at a mall near his house. This was his third infraction in a 12-month period. It's the second time Coleman has faced a potential ban for a whereabouts violation. Athletes are required to list their whereabouts for an hour each day when they must be available for testing. Coleman says he's appealing this latest violation. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Kendra Harrison. I'm the 100 hurdle world record holder for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Joining us now with more European club football news is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. The Premier League is back. The restarted season kicks off with two matches on Wednesday. First, 19th place Aston Villa will host Sheffield United, who are currently 7th in the Premier League. Following that, Manchester City plays host to Arsenal. You might remember that fixture was originally scheduled to be played in March, but the match was postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Man City are 2nd in the league, and their upcoming match is the first in a slew of matches to come. Manager Pep Guardiola took part in a Zoom conference call ahead of Wednesday's match, where he told reporters he's not sure how ready his players are for the restarted season.
So I think we are ready to play one game, but 3 days after another one, and 4 days after another one, we are not ready. I think Man City and all teams But that's why you have to rotate and use absolutely all the players. And the players like natural way, they are in physical conditions better, so they can sustain the more time.
Pep says in an effort to protect his players, he will take advantage of a rule change that allows for 5 substitutions during a match instead of the traditional 3. He said his players are still in good shape following the extended layoff, but expressed concern that the time they had to prepare was much shorter than clubs in Germany and Spain.
What we were worried is these 3 weeks. With incredible lack of the progression like in other teams in the Premier League, not like, for example, in Germany or in Spain, that they work 5 or 6 weeks. With all the teams in the Premier League, they have just maybe 3 weeks, 3 and a half. Of course, we know it's not enough, but it's what it is.
One bright spot for Pep post-lockdown is his upcoming reunion with Arsenal head coach Mikel Arteta. The two men might be foes on the pitch, but they're friends off the field. And Pep says he's looking forward to seeing his former assistant coach, whom he credits as playing a major part in Man City's success.
I'm so excited for the fact to see him, to see him again, one of the nicest persons I ever met. So it was a joy for me, I think, for all of us to work with him. And the feeling I have, he's happy there and doing an incredible job. So yeah, looking forward to see him. He knows absolutely everything of us because it's the same what we are with the moment he was here. And he was an incredible, important part of our success in the last years. He was an important person for us. He helped us to be who we were, who we are.
And Arteta had fond words to say about Pep ahead of their Wednesday matchup.
Well, he was an influence for me since I was 16 years old, and we met in Barcelona, both as a player. And then, obviously, in my coaching career and in my personal life, he has an enormous influence. If I have to talk about the person who he is, his values, the way he's treated me and how he deals with the players and the staff around him, it's phenomenal. And as a coach, yeah, I've learned so much from him. We spent some amazing moments together, some difficult ones as well. But the experience next to him has been incredible.
Arsenal are currently 9th in the Premier League and in contention for a 5th spot in the Champions League. Man City was punished earlier this season for violating financial fair play rules that would ban them from the Champions League next year. Man City is appealing the sanction, but if the decision holds, it would leave space for a 5th place team to enter the Champions League instead of the traditional top 4. Manchester United, Wolverhampton, Tottenham, and Sheffield are also in contention for that coveted 5th spot. Meanwhile, the coronavirus outbreak is still ongoing in England, so Wednesday's Premier League matches will be played behind closed doors, without fans, and with limited numbers of media and attendees. However, crowd noise will be added to TV broadcasts, but some viewers who prefer silence can choose to watch those matches without the pumped-in sound. Welcome back, Premier League. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to this Kenyan star.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Paul Tergat is celebrating his 51st birthday on this Wednesday. Paul made that recording at our Voice of America headquarters in November of 2005, a few days after winning the New York City Marathon. In a thrilling sprint finish through New York Central Park, Paul prevailed over defending champion Hendrik Ramala of South Africa. Among Paul Tergat's other achievements in athletics, 5 consecutive world cross-country titles between 1995 and 1999. And he's regarded as one of the greatest distance runners in history. Happy 51st birthday, Paul Tergat. And that wraps up the June 17th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat.
African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.